this week on the Tech of Sports, professional golfer Jordan Spieth. Netcast Studio free mobile app is a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS, Android, and Windows. For more information, go to netcaststudio.com/apps. It's time for podcast award nominations, and we'd love to have your support for the Tech of Sports and all of the Netcast Studio shows. Nominations are open until the 2nd of February. To find out how to nominate the Tech of Sports for an award, please visit netcaststudio.com/awards. And thank you for your support. Today on the Tech of Sports is a bit different. Rick is at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida, but he didn't want to leave you hanging without content this week. While at the show, Rick caught up with PGA player Jordan Spieth, and here is the interview.
Alrighty. Looking forward to 2015. It looks like you're raring to go.
Yeah. We got a great ending to 2014. Get a finish on a positive note into the offseason. Yeah, I couldn't be more excited for this year. It's hopefully brings bigger things than the other year.
Well, bigger things with Under Armour, too. So nice extension there. And how happy you are with the partnership with what's going on here?
I've been extremely happy to be part of Under Armour from day one. And they were the company that took a chance on me when I first turned professional in 2012. I was 19 years old coming out of school. They were the first brand we aligned with, and I'm extremely excited to make this, you know, a big chunk here and hopefully the rest of my career. But this is these are big moves, really, for the loyalty that we both show to each other and the trust that we both show in each other. They had to trust me that I could help their brand on and off the course when I was 19, and they took the chance. And now, you know, after the whirlwind of the last 2 years, it's really, really cool to be able to stick to those that were there first, and also those that I think are the best and most innovative in all of golf.
But trust is a two-way street. You had to trust them as well, that they were going to have step up their game to go along with yours.
I just felt it was a lot easier for me to trust them than them to trust me, looking back on it, to be honest with you.
Even back in 2012, I'm sure you had options of different companies you could have gone with. Mm-hmm. What was the one thing or two things that stuck out with you about Under Armour, other than you and Under Armour are similar in a lot of ways. Growing together, you probably like that aspect of it.
Yeah, well, I really like the underdog aspect. I like Under Armour they're certainly more of a favorite now. And they're such a huge player that it's almost insulting to call them an underdog. But at the same time, you know, that's just kind of their grit. That's just the feeling you get when you're at headquarters and you're talking with Kevin Plank or Ryan or anybody involved. Just have that really kind of hardworking blue-collar nature that I like to think that I have in working on my game. And that was really a big part of it when I went up to visit them before I turned professional. I did visit with other companies, apparel, club companies, and it was just, it stood out so much more than anything else. It was the easiest decision I could make.
A lot of players
just didn't know it at the time. I had to pretend that it was going to be a hard decision when in reality it wasn't.
They have people smarter than the both of us that put a lot of thought into these decisions. So a lot of companies, people will wear the clothes and, you know, appear at a PGA show, but do they actually ask for your input on a lot of things, colors and technology and textures and things?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have the ability to, in one phone call, change everything that I wear.
A whole line of clothing,
exactly.
Probably. Yeah.
I haven't had to do it because, you know, we've been so involved together. They've been so involved in, like, really 6 months ahead of time showing me what I'm going to be wearing. Then, what do you like about this? What kind of color schemes do you want to see different? What texture? Maybe it's a different style of belt. Maybe it's a different way your hat fits or a logo on the hat. I mean, we've changed logos on the hats to this one. And I haven't needed to make a phone call, but I have the ability to, and that's really, really cool. With such a, you know, a huge market, such a huge company.
You step back sometimes and say, wow.
Yeah. No, it's humbling being a part of that team and seeing kind of the great other brands they align with in golf and outside of golf, with Gary and Hunter and others, as well as phenomenal athletes and great people, more than anything. And You like to have that kind of trust and knowing that they're down to earth, really jocks.
Yeah, sure. The whole fitness band thing and fitness smartwatch trend, are you into that at all? Do you wear something that shows, wow, I walked that many steps in a day?
Well, I like using the Under Armour 39. Mm-hmm. It's the band you wear around here when you work out, and it shows your heart rate. It shows you the one factor it gives you is willpower. I can kind of push myself to see exactly how hard am I actually working my body. I don't do the steps, that kind of stuff. That would kind of scare me in the course of the season because you walk so much. But
your body would probably start hurting more.
Yeah, my body would. I don't want to know. I'll just go ahead and say it really wasn't that bad today. I do. I am interested in that kind of technology and learning to be better because, the fitness side of things is growing significantly in golf. Tiger really shaped that part of golf as well as others. But, I think it's very important, and you're seeing every single golfer in the gym. You're seeing every golfer wearing something to try and help tell them, how
it can't hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah. And last thing, great play at the end of the year, last couple of years. So that means increased expectations kind of now.
Sure.
And I think you're the kind of guy that welcomes that, aren't you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I set my own expectations. Under Armour sets expectations. That's what this deal is doing, is they're saying, we expect you to do great things on and off the course. I accomplished the goals that we set last year. We're going to try and set the bar a little higher this year. That's going to be really, really hard to do, and I'm going to have to keep my foot down.
That's just your nature, though. You thrive on that type of thing.
Yeah, well, I try to, I mean, if there's anything to chase, it always helps me, to be honest with you.
Perfect.
Well, there you have it, and we're looking forward to having Rick back next week. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.